Real good start to our game, and I thought we competed pretty darn hard right straight through, even though things got away from us a little bit in the third period. They can put some pressure on you and put some pressure on the D, and we didn't get a handle on enough of the pucks that we needed to, but the compete was good. So you're disappointed that you lose a game when you hold the lead. We've been pretty darn good at that this year. We've had it happen to us a few times where teams have gotten us into overtime or a shootout. But the fight was good.
To get 3 or 4 points on the back-to-back against these teams, is that a positive you can take?
It's a real positive. It doesn't happen very often in this league. It's a tough place to come out and go back-to-back. We've got a bunch of new guys coming into the lineup, which has really helped, really changed the way we look. I think the Lowry line, especially Evander's goal tonight, the game-tying goal from that line last game, and we missed him especially, and we talked about our D being gone, but he was a real critical piece that we've been missing. So, yeah, you know, it hurts because you had a lead. Other than that, we battled really hard last night. This game was a physical affair, and there was a lot of hitting, and that 65 minutes of that takes its toll. So I like the way we came out. We had good jump. It wasn't easy to fire up after a real classy ceremony that they had here. I'm disappointed with the loss, but not in the team.
So were you seeing the effects of last night's game and in tonight's game at all?
I don't know. I don't. It's a fact, not an excuse. We played last night. I mean, it was a physical game last night. You're going to get a little quicker to the pucks. I can't say that's the reason that we lost the game. We had enough energy to get to 4-2 through 2. We didn't get tired for 15 minutes in the period. Clearly, they came with a little heavier forecheck on us, and we had some pucks that we couldn't handle. But that's the National League.
Is there anything mental with this team when it comes to, you know, last night blowing that lead? You had that against San Jose.
Yeah, you don't blow leads against LA and Anaheim. You don't. Like, they're the top two centers on both those teams are as good as there are in the league, and we did a good job holding them off the score sheet. I thought maybe for about 8 minutes in the second period last game we sat on it a little bit. That wasn't what we were trying to do tonight, and I don't feel – stats will tell me I'm crazy because we had a two-goal lead and we lose it. I don't feel we blew the leads in these games. We battled straight through them, got 3 points, time to go.
You mentioned what Kane does for that line, having him back in overall. What did you think of the play over the last couple of days of the three guys that came back in this weekend?
Yeah, strong, you know, and they'll get better. That's a big chunk of time to go, and Charlie Huddy made a good point the other day. The gear's changed in the league already. You know, from when Toby went out to November to the push after Christmas, the pace is higher, the hits are heavier, everything's happened. So it's a tough adjustment to come get thrown in and go in back-to-back against those. I mean, that's a lot to handle. So they did really well considering.
How about some of the saves that Pavlik was able to make for you to keep you in?
Got to have it. You know, we've been fortunate on back-to-back nights to get great goaltending. We need that in here, and he was real strong.